Hello and welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 423. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off there with a track from Johnny Madcap and the Distractions. That is the song Bad Decisions, and that's the A-side of a 7-inch that came out in 2014 on Modern Pop Records. I picked that up because I wanted an introduction to the band. I saw something new was coming out, I see the name pop up in the right places, and I'm totally in love with that. So I'm going to have to find the old albums and count down the days until the new one comes out. Big fan of that one. Lots of music for you this week. I think I'm going to go over a minute or two, so let's see if I can talk faster and make that work. We're going to jump into a new track here. This is from a band in Kansas City, Emmeline Twist.
Put my arms around your head, it's hot, let's go to bed. And don't forget to turn out the lights. Don't laugh, babe, cause it'll be alright. And pour me out another phone. I'll ring to see if your friends are home. Perhaps strange ones in the dome will lend us a book we can read all our own. And we'll try to get it on like once before, when the people stared in Jagger's eyes and swore like some video film they saw. His name was always Buddy, as he shrugged and asked to stay. And she sighed like drink the one again and turned her face away. She's not certain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Ravens. It's a driving Saturday. Young the foreman, he prayed at work. Neither limbs nor hands that burst. It's hard enough to keep formation underneath this fallout saturation. Shouting at the astronaut who's standing still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvian Euro supply for 18 men. With snorted head he gazes to the shore, and once it rage to see the rage no more like those video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, as he shrugged and asked to stay. And she sighed like drink the water kid and turned her face away. She's not certain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Ravens. It's a drive. She knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Ravens. It's a driving Saturday, yeah. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving.
Such a lovely song there. That is Drive-In Saturday, originally from David Bowie, but performed there by The Phantoms on their new EP, Covers 65 to 75. I just released October 31st on Rumbar Records. I think that's a digital only, and it might be a pay-what-you-like thing, or even free, on Bandcamp, so you can check that out. I like that cover. It's kind of like the way Bowie played it live, rather than the, I don't know, kind of more campy, doo-woppy version that's actually on Aladdin Sane, but I like that version. Before that, that, we heard from Emmeline Twist with the song Desperate Measures. That's on the album Dissimulation 1, which also came out October 31st. The band put that out themselves, and I think that one is also digitally only, though it may come out on vinyl next year sometime. Rumor is they've got two EPs coming out, and they will be combined to a 12-inch at some point. I like that song quite a bit, and that bass line that introduces that song, totally quicksand. I love that one. Anyway, I said I wouldn't talk much, and here I'm yammering on. So anyway, more music here. This is new from The Professionals. The song is called Good Man Down.
I'll find a way.
And a quick punk rock blast for you there. That is Arson Class with the song Brand New City. That's on the band's self-titled debut EP, which came out in May of this year. I think that was a digital-only release. I don't know much about that band. At first I thought it was just Bombs Over Broadway renamed, but that band still exists. I know they have a member or two in common, but I've not seen them live, and hopefully I'll change that in the next few months. Before that, we heard from The Professionals. The song I played was Good Man Down, and that's on the new album What in the World, which just came out October 27th on The End Records. You may know The Professionals as the post-Sex Pistols band of Steve Jones and Paul Cook. Well, they're back. Steve Jones is kind of only a part-time member now, but he's on that track, as well as guitar provided by Billy Duffy of The Cult. It's a rock and roll record, just like that song there sounds. It's got lots of guest appearances, and it's fun. I'm not sure it's brilliant, but it doesn't need to be. Let's let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. Anyway, no time to dally. This is Natural Man with the song Sudden Wave.
Yeah! Talisa, Talisa. Pop goes those balls. Da, 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 da.
Even be on time. That was Daniele Lupi in Parquet Courts. The song is called Talisa, and that one features Karen O. She's all over that record and definitely the best parts of it. The album is called Milano, and it was released October 27th on Columbia Records. Some of it is very standard Parquet Courts and thus very good, grungy and post-punk and all sorts of wonderful things tied together. Before that, Natural Man from Kansas City. That is the song Sudden Wave, and that's on Natural Man and the Flaming Hot Band cassette, I think, came out August of this year on Mutants for Nuclear Waste, which may be their own label, but who knows? That scene is so fluid. Any number of people could be in that band at any number of times, and they could change their name on a daily basis. I've not seen them. I hope to soon, because that cassette there is smoking. Definitely one of the best EPs of the year. Let's see. Still pushing things forward here. Let me get the business out of the way, though. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 423. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar on tonight, the 17th. We have Truck Stop Love at the Record Bar. Cindy Wilson is at the Riot Room, and Joyce Manor is at the Bottleneck. On the 19th, Swingin' Utters is at the Riot Room, and I think that's going to be a good show. Also, St. Vincent that night at the Uptown, and AJJ at the Granada. On the 25th, Architects are playing a wonderful Thanksgiving show at Davies. Also, Sorority Noise are at the Granada. The 29th, Giant's Chairs at Record Bar with the Life and Times. Looking into December, not much on my calendar yet, though I do see a Hooligans Holiday is happening at the Brick this year on the 8th, and on the 16th, I see a good show with the Interrupters at the Bottleneck. So, just a few things there. Not much new on the website this week. I do have photos and videos and my thoughts of the Bad Ideas Reach Around's Stiff Middle Fingers show that happened at the Mini Bar, and I'll probably have the photos and video of the Pine, I Was Afraid, and Youth Pool show that happened earlier this week up at Rhino. So that's that. Anyway, one last track for you. I'm going to play a track here by Warriors. The song is called Not Your Type. It's on the band's album Survival Pop, which came out September 29th on Side One Dummy Records. This is, of course, the project of Lauren D'Annunzio, and they were in town not so long ago. Maybe a month ago or something, playing at Records with Merit. Unfortunately, I could not make it back in time in town for that one, as, travel, it happens. But boy, I bet that was a wonderful show and packed. Anyway, so we're going to end things here. This is Warriors with the song, Not Your Type.